Hello, Wisconsin. What a great night. Just 30 seconds before I walked out here, they projected that the winner of the Maryland primary is Barack Obama. All right. Do you know what that means? He hasn't won one state straight or two straight or three straight. With Maryland, he has won 8 straight elections. Did you hear it? 8 straight elections. And next Tuesday, here in Wisconsin, we are going to make it 9 straight elections. Now, I don't know about all of you. I'm a little older than a few of the students here, but I've been waiting a long time for this moment, a long time for us to have someone step forward as a leader in this country who isn't trying to divide us by race and age and geographic location and party, but a leader who's bringing us together. I've been waiting a long time for a leader who's not just going to go out and fight the same old fights with the same old people, but a leader who's ready to turn the page and move us into the future. And so, Wisconsin, we have work to do. This isn't about one great leader. It's about the people of the United States, and this week, it's about the people of Wisconsin standing up and saying, we want change, we want this country going in a new direction, and we want someone who will unite us and make us proud to be Americans. So I'm asking you, I'm pleading with you, but I don't think with this audience I need to plead with you. I need you to do everything you can between now and next Tuesday. Make sure that everybody gets to the polls. And we know that when people turn out to vote, we know who they vote for. So do everything you can to make sure that in Wisconsin, we do the right thing. We show the country Wisconsin values. We show the country the kind of candidate that Wisconsin stands for. Now, we stand for a special candidate. We stand for a candidate who has risen up to say it's going to lead this country to a much brighter future, bring us together, deal with the real issues of health care and education and good jobs for people. Be a leader who is ready to take us into the future. A leader who will make us all incredibly proud. So he's been working hard for us. And in this next week, we have to work hard for him. So to make sure that not only is it 8 straight elections, but next Tuesday, it is 9 straight elections. I get to do a lot of great things as governor of this incredible state, but tonight's about one of the best things that I ever get to do, because I now present to you the next president of the United States, Barack Obama.